I'm Lieutenant Cecilia Ash, and I'm going to be the commander of the Real-Time Crime Center.
And this is like a complete 180 for this room, right? It used to be commander office.
Actually, this room's been a lot of things. It was a break room originally with soda machines. It's been a sergeant's room. It's been our school resources, our special operations. So hopefully we're here to stay, and we're using the room to the best of our ability. So.
And these look, are these LED screens? Or like they're pretty large.
Yeah, these are high definition screens. This is an interactive screen, as you can see. And then these are four 40 inch LED high definition televisions.
So what are the four different portions of that screen?
So the top portion of it would be our crime view, which is where that's going to be our crime analysis portion. Indicating days, times of the week that crimes or patterns are ascending to. And then the far right one should be our Google Earth picture here that we have up on the interactive. The far corner is going to be our NC4, which is our platform to get the communication out to the officers. And then the far right one on the bottom is our ShotSpotter. So we'd be able to pull up ShotSpotter in real time.
What's ShotSpotter? I'm not familiar with.
ShotSpotter is a technology that if somebody discharges a firearm, it's very similar to a cell phone. It triangulates, and then we confirm whether it's a gunfire, and then we're sending those alerts out to the officers in real time.
And is this screen over here similar to that, or is this a different?
Yeah, so the top is the interactive board. Here is our calls for service, our CAD mapping, which will show calls for service, and then where the police vehicles are in relation to the calls for service for faster dispatch of services to the citizens. And then this is the far left one is a different portion of ShotSpotter, a different program within ShotSpotter. And then the far left one, that is basically GPS on the police vehicles. So it'll, with that, we can pull up the officer's history. A lot of times we'll get citizens that say, hey, I haven't seen an officer in the last 7 or 8 hours. We're able to pull up the officers that are assigned to those areas and show them, no, they actually have been in your area 7 times within the last 8 hours. So it gives us better response for the community with their questions.
So these are a lot of different functions. Are there more functions that aren't shown here?
Yeah, so, you know, we can put up pretty much anything, you know, on the screen. We would be able to put up CNN, so, you know, or any other type of news feeds, so that if something happens outside of our jurisdiction, we're getting it in real time, and then we can put those alerts out to the officers on the street.
Great.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this diagram here and what it's depicting.
So basically, this would be an example if an incident came in and our watch commander, who would be the platoon lieutenant that handles the road, they would be able to not only listen to the radio, but us here in the Real-Time Crime Center, if they chose to go out on the scene, would be able to listen to the radio and the traffic that's coming through, and then send these graphics out in real time to the officers that would be on the street, so that they would get not only the audio version of it, they would also be getting a visual example of where everybody is, and we can draw that, we'll save it, and we can send it out via NC4, which is a web-based program. They're on the corner there where the officers then are getting it directly into their vehicles for situational awareness and for their safety.
Okay, and I see you have a recovery. There's a big kind of square rectangle with a recovery square staging, and then is it command post?
So basically the command post would be where the command staff is, where we control an incident. The recovery area would be where the officers can rest, hydrate. Fire department can rest and hydrate in a recovery area. Staging area would be where we have the officers on standby to put them out on to a scene to deploy them quickly.
Okay, so, and then the park, would that be where maybe the incident
occurred? So that
would
be the red that's indicated on there would be an outer perimeter, and then the park area would be what we would refer to as an inner perimeter or a hot zone area. They're all contained, hopefully, within the outer perimeter, and that's that's where we would typically control everything from there, is within the perimeters. And then we tighten those perimeters as an incident would occur. But this is just a visualization of how that would, how we could display that to the officers on the road.
And it's my understanding that this model was based off of one in New Jersey. Do you know what the similarities and differences are between this?
So Chief Cummings, through the Violence Reduction Network, through the Department of Justice, traveled to various cities, traveled to Camden, New York City. This is slightly different than Camden, New Jersey's philosophy. Theirs is how they deploy resources and monitor cameras. This is going to be a mixture of an intel center where we're receiving information and putting intel out in real time, crime analysis out in real time as we're discovering patterns, and then also having the technology to be able to monitor the resources. So it's kind of a blend. This is very unique to the state of Delaware and obviously to the city of Wilmington.
So is this different from the Fusion Center in Newcastle County?
Yes, a Fusion Center is typically used when there's any type of major incident. So their center would be activated very similar to an EEOC if a major incident happens. So this is something that's going to be constant and daily that we're going to be running from. So instead of not just using it during emergency situations or major incidents.
So tell me a little bit about the structure of the real-time crime unit. You know, who all will be involved in monitoring that, and kind of how will that play out?
So as I indicated prior, we would have a lieutenant watch commander in here who could monitor the resources that are being used on the road, calls for service, the location of the officers, and then also having the criminal intelligence unit in here and crime analysis unit in here. So if we start to discover a crime trend, instead of having the officers log into their email system, which sometimes can take up to 24 hours, they would be able to get this in real time out into their vehicles. Same with any type of wanted subjects. Typically our old system that we were using, we would send it out by email, then have to go across the radio, tell the officers to log into their email to look at the new bulletin. This will be sending it to their vehicle in real time and then alerting them to pull up that information.
Okay. And what are all the different components in terms of technology that are involved in this?
So currently we had IMS Technology, which is an awesome technology firm, come in. They set up the platform for us as far as how we're able to display and view all of the things simultaneously. And then NC4 will be the platform in which like I indicated, we can get these alerts out in real time. It'll also give the officers the ability to talk to one another so that they can relay this information from shift to shift instead of having the old mindset of you write it in your notebook and you go home with it and then nobody knows to the next shift. So it's situational awareness and safety for them, and then hopefully that'll improve our services for the community overall.
And so will someone be in here kind of 24/7? Or
we will have our watch commanders in here, and there's two watch commanders within that 24-hour period. And so, you know, theoretically, yes, they will be in here, but, the facilities would be able to be used. Whether they would be manned with, you know, civilian staff 24 hours a day, that's a little difficult right now,
sure.
Budgetary-wise.
Sure. So. And then how many people are involved in the other components, the intelligence, and then the other piece you mentioned?
Yeah, so we would have our intelligence unit in here and our crime analysis unit in here as well. So currently there would be a total of 6 people in here to include the watch commander and then myself as a commander in here for communications.
And then how will this work with like the homicide unit and TAPS?
If a homicide was to come in, our criminal investigations division also has an interactive board in their division, so we would be able to simultaneously communicate from in here out to CID and give them a briefing or them relay intelligence information to us to where we can research that. So all in real time.
And then how will the success of this be measured?
Well, I think first we got to start off with some small wins, but overall it's just to you know, the most important thing is officer safety, letting them know the information in real time. And then, you know, of course, the crime analysis and intelligence feature to that. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that'll help us reduce crime overall in the city.